Alrighty, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to begin. I want to thank, obviously, all of those that are here in person and those that are joining us online, on Zoom and on Facebook. Thank you so much for learning with me, with us, here in Yerushalayim. Like we always say, the Baal Shem HaKadosh revealed to the world that B'machshavta Shel Adam, where a person's mind is, Shem Hu Adam, that's where the person is. So in a certain way, this shir also, for those that are not zocha to be with us, is a medium for them to be able to connect to this holy place on some level and to be here with us. And so we appreciate everybody for coming. And I want to also just mention, obviously, you know, the concept of Imo Anochi Betzara, not only that Hashem is with us when a Jew is in pain, and certainly when a community is in pain, but that we should feel the pain of other Jews. You know, we spoke just for one fleeting second, a person feels a pachad in their heart. There are people that have been living in bomb shelters now for 2 days. And Rachmana Litzlan, you know, we have to really, really be mindful of what they're going through. We have to be mindful of the damage that's happening. And Rachmana Litzlan, the loss of life, it's something that we should be davening about, thinking about. It shouldn't just be regular. You know, it's not a regular time that we're living in. Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha to a complete resolution of the sipur. Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, we should only hear good news. So let's jump in B'siyata D'Shmaya to Sichas Aran. We are in Ois Tes Vav. And the Rebbe says like this, a classic Breslov declaration that could easily be taken very much out of context if this is, you know, the first thing and the only thing that a person saw from Kitzvei Breslov. Amar Rabbi Nachman says, Shuchachma umulacha gedoyla lios kamei behema. It's a big wisdom and a big intellect and a very, very chush of an important thing to be like an animal. So obviously, behema is what your mashgiach was calling you for 10 years, you know? So you didn't think it was such a chachma. But obviously, the Rebbe is not talking about a behema like that. What does the Rebbe mean? What does this mean? Chachma umulacha gedoyla liyos kamay behema, says the Rebbe. Zebachinas, the pasuk in Shemai says, kol asher nasan Hashem chachma behema. There's an aspect of those, I believe that is talking about the preparation for the Mishkan. Yaakov, thanks so much for joining us. And Eli and everybody who's here, thank you so much. So the pasuk is speaking about those who are gifted with a special wisdom, with a special talent to be able to help with the construction of the Mishkan. Bahema means as they are, where they are. But the Rebbe says you can take the word Bahema and you can switch around the Oisio so that it spells Behema, an animal. So we see that there's a reference already in the pasuk, because we know that the Torah doesn't have nekudas. Already from the Rishonim you find that you're able, in the way of drush, to be able to swap out different nekudas and to really read a pasuk in a very, very different way. You find that the Degel brings that a lot of times from Shalos HaTshuvos of Rishonim already, that this was a valid way of darshaning the Torah. And that's why the Torah was given without nekudas, for that purpose. So the Rebbe says we can read the pasuk, Kol Asher Nasan Hashem Chachma Behema. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people wisdom, behema, to be like an animal in some sense. In what sense? Hainu shu chachma lasas atzmi ke behema. It's wisdom, it takes intellect, it's a big chachma to go ahead and to make oneself like an animal in the sense. Like Chazal darshan the pasuk in Tehillim, Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. Hashem saves both animals and people. Say Chazal, what does this mean? Hashem, Adam uvehema. What's the shvach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is David HaMelech trying to say? Hashem, you save both people and animals. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, this is a Gemara in Chulin, Hayamid Beis. Elu b'nei Adam, this is a reference to human beings. Sha'arumim b'das, who are very intelligent, very wise. Umesimin atzma kibehema. And they go consciously and make themselves into an animal. And the Rashi says over there, Chazal, and the Mefarshim darshan this Chazal and explain this Chazal as meaning that a person goes in a very, very simple way. Over here's the first time you see something in the way of an explanation. Arumim bedas, they're very crafty, they're very like arums, like it says v'anachash haya arum, like a sly, sinister almost, but always thinking with calculations, and they go ahead and they make themselves like a behema, obviously that's going to represent the flip side, right, of arumim bedas is going to be like a behema. What's a behema? Simple, without calculations. Ukumash Amr Asaf, like Asaf says in Tehillim, ani bar v'lo yeda. I was like a fool, v'lo yeda, not wise. I didn't know. Behemos hayisi imach, Ribbono shel Olam, I was with you, behema. mamash like an animal. Which we'll see the different places that Rav Nassim and Rav Nachman write about this concept. But this is a very foundational idea in Breslov. One of the yisodos, one of the ultimate foundations of the Breslov path in Avodas Hashem is the concept of tmimus upshitas. Tmimus upshitas, simplicity. Non-sophistication. To go in a very simple manner, obviously this is bound with humility, but ultimately it's bound with really having a grasp on what the tachlis hachaim is. What's the ultimate purpose? Why are we in this world? Because if a person's holding on to the tachlis in a more general sense, but is not absolutely, you know, bound to it, a person can find a way of engaging with the tachlis, whether it be tefillah, whether it be limud Torah, whether it be mitzvahs, whether it be chesed. And a person understands what we're in this world for, and so he'll commit himself to go ahead and engaging with these activities. But ultimately, if there's a little bit of ego still there, and if there's a little bit of ulterior motive, that comes with calculation. What should I learn? When should I learn? Where should I learn? With whom should I learn? Who should I give chesed to? Who shouldn't I? At what time? In what place? The calculations come from ego. But when a person's buttle to the tachlis, which if you had to sum up Breslov, I think we said this in previous year, in one word, what's the whole, is the word tachlis. The ultimate, ultimate purpose, without any stops along the way, without any detours, just the tachlis. When a person is focused in such a way on the tachlis, there's no room for calculations. All there is the Ratzon Hashem. We realize that life is fleeting. Every moment counts. Don't stand in front. We always give this mashal of a bookshelf deciding what to learn. Pick a sefer, grab it, say tehillim, whatever it is. But like Rabbi Nachman says in other places in Sichas Ram, which we'll learn together, that a person should literally just fill your days with learning and tehillim and mitzvahs without thinking too much about it. Just jump into it because life is so precious and short, and ultimately we should live, all of us, both those here and those online, and all of Am Yisrael and the whole world should live until 120, a long and happy, healthy lives. But ultimately every moment of life, as we've had a few reminders recently, Rachman al-Itzlan, is very precious. And so that's really what it boils down to, this concept of tmimus upshitas, the concept of the tachlis. Hashem put us into this world to serve Him, and we intend to do so without any calculations that are bound with our own presence. So that's the gist of this teaching. Let's go a little bit further in depth by looking at two teachings from Lukutim Rantanyan. Of course, we have a Yantiv coming up, so we know already what tonight's shiur is going to be about. It's about Shavuos, of course. Totally without planning. It's just how it happens that way all the time. So we're going to take a look at two teachings from Rabbi Nachman about this concept. Then Be'ezer Hashem will travel to Berditchev. We'll learn an amazing teaching from the Kedushas Levi. And then Rabbi Nassin Mamish takes it home with the Kutei Halachos. It's so incredible. Mamish incredible. So it's a privilege to be learning it with you. Says the Eligar Rebbe Lukutim Rantanyan, Mem Dalet, a famous piece, and we actually quoted it, I think, in Sichas Ran Gimel, one of the early Shir, and we already brought this piece, but it's good to remember and to review. Ube Emes, says Rabbi Nachman, Achar Kolach Chachmas. After one has already engaged in Chachmas, or a person who's inclined to make calculations. Afilu Mishia Dea Chachmas Be'emes. Even a person who knows what it means, Chachman, a person who's very intelligent, and a person who's very calculated, thought out, in a good way. But achar kol ha-chachmas, the ultimate pinnacle of wisdom, not in the sense that a person should do away with chachma, we've mentioned this in the past, not to be a shoita, that's not either a positive thing. But Rabbi Nachman says that there's a tmimus, there's a simplicity that is not in place of chachma, but transcends chachma. It's ultimately the highest, because who's the biggest chacham at the end of the day? The big philosopher who wasted all of his time trying to figure out what life was about, and ultimately maybe he had 5 minutes at the very end when he realized that, oh, you know, I should maybe open a Gemara for once in my life. Or the person who didn't make calculations and believed and walked and used every single moment of his life. Who was the bigger chacham? Right? So on one level, of course, the philosopher had chachma in the classical sense, but the biggest chacham, ultimately the wise person, the one who made use of his time, is the one who's going with tmimus upshita. So Rabbi Nachman says that it's a kind of chachma that transcends tmimus. Achar kol hachachmas, the highest level, after a person goes through and experiences all of that chachma, tzarech lahashlich kol hachachmas, after a person experiences that, makes his calculations, bottom line is, when it comes down to game time, you throw all of that away. V'labedes Hashem b'tmimus, b'pshitas gamur, without any sophistication, just to come to Hashem on the most basic level. Human being, creation to creator. Simple as it is, without any fancy kavanas, meditations, nothing. Just very basic. A kapitel tehillim, a broken heart, honesty, sincerity, authenticity, which we speak about so much. B'lishim chachmas. V'zehi chachma gedayla shebechala chachma, says the Rebbe. You know what the biggest chachma is of all the chachmas? Livli lias chacham klal. Is not to be a chacham. That's the biggest chachma of all the chachmas. Of course, not again in the classical sense, but in the ultimate sense of what it means chachma, to really make use of life and to live in the best way, to bring Hashem down into the world, to fulfill the tachlis, not just of our own individual existence, but the existence of our nation, of the national soul, of like what's Am Yisrael about? What have we been doing in this world for thousands of years? What's this story that was going on now in Har HaBayis is just one other episode in this long and storied tale where everything is fitting to the book of who's supposed to be persecuting us, when, where. And bottom line is, in 2021, with all of religion being so archaic and foolish, Rachmana Litzlan, you know what people say in the postmodern world that everybody looks at religion. Bottom line, the entire world is focused and depending on this, you know, very small piece of property called Har HaBayis. And that becomes the flashpoint and the focal point of all of diplomatic, you know, the whole world is going crazy over this. You know, because that's part of our sipur. What are we here for? To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into this world, dear B'tachtonim. To serve Him as best as we possibly can. Atem Eidainu Hashem. To serve as God's witnesses to the world that there exists objective truth, objective morality. And it's an obvious truth that becomes obscured, but that's our job and position. When we do that, not to be a chacham with it. Because the person who thinks he's more of a chacham is the least. Is the least chacham of all. The person who walks around chest puffed out, a big arrogant philosopher. You know, it takes, you know, just a very simple yid, like we mentioned last time. What do we say? We said, Inyan achar legamri, a kosher, a Jew. A person doesn't look very impressive on the outside. He looks at such a person and says, okay, very nice. I'm not going to argue with you, but you're a shaita. You're a shaita with all of your doctorates and with all of your PhDs. You're a shaita because you're wasting your life, because you're wasting your time. So I'm going to let you do your thing, and I'm going to run into the nearest bomb shelter, the Kedusha, you know, into the nearest spiritual protection zone, and open my Tehillim and pour out my heart before Hashem, who sent me to the world to do exactly that. Ein chachma olam klal, ve'ein chachma ve'ein tfuna negdo yizbarach. As the Pasuk says, that there's no chachma, I think the Kedusha Slavi quotes it, or Rabbi Nachman himself quotes it later, there's no chachma, there's no tfuna negde yizbarach. When you come negdai, shivisi avaya lenegdi samad, when you come before Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad pashut. Right? The Rambam, the Kuzari, everybody, one of the things that we know about Hashem conclusively, echad pashut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pashut. And when you come neged Hashem, bringing your chelek alukami mal to the table, that means that when it's an aspect of neged, when it's an aspect of shivisi Hashem lenegdi samad, I'm coming face to face with God to interact with Him, the Pasuk says, "Ein chachma ve'ein tfuna negdo yizbarach." There's no chachma, there's no tfuna. You leave that by the door, and you come in ketinak ben yoimoy, like a little child, relating to his father. V'ikurhu ki rachmana liba boy. One of the foundational watchwords of the Hasidic movement. Obviously, it's a Gemara, but the Baal Shem HaKadosh made this into the yisoa that everything is founded on. Rachmana liba boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. The mind is supposed to serve the heart. The mind is supposed to serve as this way of deepening the feelings of the heart. And the heart is talui, the midos and the lev, the six spheres are talui on chachma bina and das. But the ikr is rachmana libabai. That's the main thing. So when you light up the heart with the engagement with chachma bina and das and limud haTorah or any other intellectual pursuit or calculation that we need to make, which yeshiva to go to and so on and so forth, but when you're in the moment of avodas Hashem, then you let your heart take over. It's Rachmana Libabai. And you're serving Hashem out of that place. Here, Ibn Achman, in the next teaching, Likutei Moran 123, it's easy to remember, it's like because it's all about Pshitos, and it's simple like 1, 2, 3. So Likutei Moran Kuf Chav Gimel, the Heiliger Rebbe says like this. He speaks about Kabbalah Satayra. What was it about Am Yisrael that made them so mukhshar? Here we're getting ready for Shavuos, right? To prepare, hopefully with Kavanas and with all of the calculations. But what's at the root of it? The primary foundation of Yiddishkeit that everything relies on, everything. is to bind yourself as best as you can to the tzaddikei hadar, to those that are going to be able to guide you in the way that your neshama particularly needs to be guided to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulekabel devarav, and to receive his words, to accept what he says. Al kol asher yoimar ki hu zeh. Every single little piece of advice that the tzaddik is giving you, to go with it, to accept it, to believe in it. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moisha avdei, that there's room both for an emuna in Hashem and also the tzaddikim. Not that emuna and tzaddikim is valuable in and of itself, but the tzaddik serves as the medium to bring a Jew up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by virtue of his guidance, by virtue of his etzes. The point is not to go to the tzaddik and stop there. That's Christianity. The goal is to enable the tzaddik to become this way of being able to drag you, you know, through him. Rabbi Nachman has a Torah Taro Ayin, where he speaks about the holy gravity of the tzaddik that pulls one to the tzaddik, but ultimately through the tzaddik, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the tzaddik's gravity. The tzaddik's gravity is simply that he's cleaned out his channel, and Hashem's Koach HaMoshech is working through the tzaddik to draw everybody up to him. Davar katan v'davar gadol, whether a small thing, whether a big thing, b'levli lintos chas v'shalom midvarav yam minu smol, not to go to the right, not to go to the left. Come on, Sha'am Rabbi Sein zechana l'bracha, like Chazal themselves tell us in the Sifri, afilu oyim alcha al yamin smol v'al smol shu yamin. Phenomenal Chazal. Even if the tzaddikim tell us that right is left and left is right, that's something that's a mitzias, we know it not to be the case. Put your chachmas aside and walk. And walk. Because their guidance didn't come from a place of chachma. Their guidance didn't come from a place of rationality. We speak so often about those rationalist Judaism. It's an oxymoron. Everything that we rely on is Ruach HaKodesh, that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divinely inspired the Chachamim based on their ego nullification, based on their personal tikkun hanefesh and perfection, to the point that they channeled something that was coming from a different place. So even though from our perspective, we spoke about this a lot earlier in this series, but from our perspective, something doesn't look rational, doesn't look right, that's when we need to go into Bittul. That's when we need to go into this inyan of Behemah Siyisimach, to be like a holy Behemah without Das. B'nei Adam sheh arumim b'davs u'mesimim u'mesim in atzmi k'behema, the Indian of Adam u'behema feshiyah Hashem. Chazal themselves say that. Afilu oyim l'chal yamin smol al smol shu yamin l'hashlich mi'itoi kol ha'chachmas u'lesalik daitoi, and to remove any of his own intellect and preconceived notions kilu ein lo shum seichel v'al adei asher yekabu mi'atzadik v'arav shebedar, as if a person does not have any of his own seichel to let go of it and to bind yourself to the tzadik. And he says a scary thing, v'chol zman shenishar etzli shum seichel atzmai, calls him on that a person has even a little bit of his own seichel, ein abishlemus. That's not the perfection. It's not the shlemus of being mekusher to the tzaddik. Ve'enu mekusher la'tzaddik. You're not ultimately bound to the tzaddik with all of that. With all that that brings. So obviously there are varying degrees, and this is a lifelong work, and it takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of humility, and it takes a lot of bittul to get into that place. Especially in our society that we pride ourselves on, you know, individuality and so on and so forth. The chachma is, the tmimus is, the true chachma is to realize that the tzaddik shebedar that Rabbi Nachman is speaking about is one that preserves your personal individuality, not despite, specifically through that kesher. But in order to get there, a person has to go into it with bittul. A person has to go into it with a certain sense of humility to say, I'm open-minded, my heart is open. I'm leaving all of what they told me, you know, for 20 years, whatever, at the door, and I'm opening my lathe, and I'm saying, I believe in this tzaddik. I believe in this tzaddik. My heart is open. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moisha avdei. And every person has their own kesher. Every person has their own hiskasheris to a particular tzaddik, a particular derech. What you feel drawn to, ein adam lo meid ela b'makom, not just daitoi chafetz, but shalibai chafetz, rachman aliba bai. The main thing is the heart. Without calculations, you feel drawn to something, leave everything else. No calculations. You don't have to listen to anybody else. Rabbi Nachman, for example, didn't need anybody's haskama. People say, you know, which gadol said to go to Uman? Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman said to go to Uman. He didn't need people's haskamas. And when a person feels that about a particular tzaddik, you leave everything else, not to say that everything else is wrong and this is right. This is the makom that we feel, I believe, that we feel our hearts, or I know for myself personally, is drawn to. You leave everything and you go. And then the rest of it is a long, lengthy, difficult process, often difficult process, of getting your own das out of the way and really being makosher and really connecting and saying, this is a derech that can bring me to my shlemus. was, this is a derech that can enable me to utilize every minute of my life to the nth degree, to the extent, so that I should live a life, both beruchnius and begashmius, that's bursting with vitality and energy and chias and health and beauty and normalcy, v'chule v'chule. So you leave everything and you go, and it takes time. And you battle, and some days you're more in your own das, and some days you're more in the tzaddik's das. But ultimately, at the end, the goal is that a person should come to such a place where he's filled with the das of the tzaddik. And you see this phenomenally by Breslovers. You know, you can have a room full of Breslovers. Something beautiful about Breslov, unlike some other Hasidic sin, is that it's tremendously diverse. There are Taimani Breslovers, and Sephardi Breslovers, and Ashkenazi Breslovers, and already Hasidic Breslovers from Satmar and other places that were, you know, became Breslov, and Gerim, and so on and so forth. But when you go to a place where the Chevra are really, not just like pretending, but really learning and living with the das of the tzaddik, you feel it in the room. There's a das, there's an energy, there's an atmosphere. These people, despite the difference in how they look and the disparity in their age and background and so on and so forth, there's a shared consciousness, because these are people that left whatever they thought they knew at the door and they opened their minds to something else, and they share that together. They share that. Reb Nosson said that the reason why he was able more than anybody else to channel the das of Rabbi Nachman into the world, it was all Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson was the one. You know, my wife and I were reading on Shabbos now through Fire and Water, some of the Chevra read. It's mamash phenomenal what we owe Reb Nosson, maybe even more than Rabbi Nachman. Because without Reb Nosson, we would have been left with klum, with nothing. How he ran around collecting the funds, mesiras nefesh, building a shtibel, and in a time where it was... The travel itself, forget about the bezionis and how much he was persecuted and so on, what he had to go through personally. But Reb Nosson said that the reason why he was zocha to be this channel, to bring, we spoke about a channel before, to bring Rabbi Nachman's Torah into the world, is because he said, from the moment that I began to understand the godless of Rabbi Nachman, and this was a person who was by the Berditchover, this was a person who was by the different tzaddikim of the Dar, Talmidei HaMagid, and Rabbi Nachman was the youngest of them all. He was essentially a kid when Reb Nosson met him. I think he was 32 or something. And Reb Nosson was even younger, was in his early 20s. And he came to Rabbi Nachman. He said, I left everything that I knew in my mind at the door, and that included all of his ga'onus and learning. Nigla, he was the son-in-law of one of the Gedolei Hadar of that time, the non-Chassidim, Reb David Tzvi Orbach, his name was. Rabbi Nachman himself praised as being a tremendous tzaddik, even though he's a huge misnagid. But he came around in the end when he saw Reb Nosson's, you know, incredible authenticity and growth, ultimately. But Reb Nosson had in his mind, we're talking about Shas and Poskim, like the basics. Before he got to the Rebbe, he left it all. And he said, I heard one dibur from the Rebbe, I had one drop of seichel. I heard a second dibur from the Rebbe, I had a second drop of seichel. And that's why Reb Nosson was able to like download the consciousness of Rabbi Nachman and use that to transmit it to the world. And this is why Reb Nosson is referred to as the Levana, as the moon. What's the whole thing of the Levana? Klape, the Shemesh, in relation to the sun. All it does is reflect the light of the sun. Ein la'or ma'atzma. It has no light of its own. That's why Pnei Yeshua kepnei Levana, and Pnei Moshe kepnei Chama. The Chazal tells us, Gemara Baba Basra and the Samach, Samachimah maybe. Right? What does that mean? That means that Yeshua klapi Moshe was the Levana, was the moon, in the sense that he had none of his own light. Did he have light? A tremendous amount of light. Where did he get it from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. And the same thing, of course, by all the tzaddikim, like we discussed, who had their special talmidim. If it was Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, obviously Moshe and Yeshua, the Arizal, Rabbi Chaim Ital, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Magen of Mizrach, Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson had that Talmud Rav relationship, sun and moon, tmimus pshitas, to be mekasher yourself to the tzaddik, to be mekusher to the tzaddik. Yisrael, and he says back inside, excuse me, still getting over being under the weather. Ezer Hashem, getting better every day. Yisrael, he says, Ve'ez Kabbalah Satoira Hoylehem Chach Misgedoilas. He says, when Am Yisrael came, standing by our Sinai, they came with tremendous chachmas, tremendous calculations. Ki azayoy the avodah zara should be a mayhem. All of the avodah zara of that time, and certainly Amalek, we know Amalek's connected to the concept of philosophia. Rabbi Nachman says in Likut Matanyana that Amalek is the philosopher. Amalek is with the chachma because the pasuk says reishis goyim Amalek. Amalek is associated with the rosh, associated with the mind, not so much the heart. Amalek is the philosopher, the cynic, doubting, right? The postmodern, you know, trying to tighten up and answer everything and biblical criticism and all this stuff. That's Amalek that tries ultimately to cool off the Leva, because Reish is Goyim Amalek. And Amalek is that nation that attacks Am Yisrael when? Paderech. On the way out of Mitzrayim to where? To Matan Torah, which we're coming to next week. So he says that Am Yisrael were mushpa from this. The whole world was filled with Havayda Zara, not because they were pagans, but because they were big philosophers, and in their mind, what they arrived at was this idea, like the Rambam says in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, where he talks about the different kinds of Havayda Zara, and he speaks about this idea that they believed in a God, but they came with their philosophy to say, no, it must be that this God has nothing to do with this world, and that he sort of, Rahman al-Islam, you know, appointed different beings that are seeing that deserve to be served and so on and so forth. All this calculations. If Am Yisrael would not have gone ahead to let go of the chachmas, to leave their concepts and their ideas at the door, if Am Yisrael wouldn't have been doing this, they would not have been able to receive the Torah at all. Because it's very likely that they would have become kofrim in everything. Nothing Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, none of the signs that he showed to them, mamash like Paro. So they said, oh, big deal, it's a magic trick, we could do the same thing. And they had a taich for everything that happened. Even today, like I mentioned in Ashir, there are those that, if you look online, that have scientific explanations for the 10 plagues. Everything, we could explain it. Bedoichak Rav, but okay, as long as there's some possibility that it didn't have to be divine, right? Because they believe that something like this happens, either it's in the records or b'chulei. But everything you could explain, with chachmas, they would have been koyfer bakol. Va'afilu kala oisos va'amoisem aniroim, all of the awesome signs and all the awesome wonders that they had witnessed, sha'asalei neyem, that they saw in front of their eyes, lo yhoyam moyalehem, wouldn't have helped. He says we find that there are those today as well, right, who look at open miracles, and we'll find a way to explain how that, you know, that was perfectly natural. You know, they were sending around today a graphic, I posted it to Facebook and other places, where there was a Rachman al-San, a rocket that was shot from Gaza. It came through the roof of a greenhouse in some town down south, and it landed in the middle of a big field in a greenhouse, you know, with crops growing, lines of crops. And it just landed there, and it did nothing. It didn't explode, it didn't blow up, as the rockets usually do. And zeo. And the person, when interviewed about this incredible, essentially, miracle that happened, he said that he had just accepted upon himself to keep this coming year Shemitah that's coming up. And he said he sees this as mamash, a protection from Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the rocket in klum, wasn't able to blow up. So I posted this on Facebook. Someone says, oh, I worked in the military. Yeah, it happens, there are duds sometimes. You know, some things don't work. I said, Hashem knows where to put his duds. I'm not arguing that it wasn't that it was a dud. I believe that. But Hashem knows exactly which one should be a dud and not. There's a way to be metaritz everything if you want to, right? So Am Yisrael would not have been able to receive the Torah. Ach Yisrael, but he said, Am Kadosh Ro HaEmes. They saw the truth. And the truth is Tmimus. The truth is Yaakov Ish Tam. Titein Emes Li Yaakov. Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Ahalim. By Hale, in the Ahalim of Torah, ultimately, that Yaakov Avinu was sitting and he was learning all the time. What's the essence of Torah? What does it mean to be Mekabel the Torah? Ish Tam. V'nasan lana Torah's Emes. Titein Emes Li Yaakov. Ish Tam is Oisias. Yesh Emes. Yaakov Avinu, in order to tap into Emes, needed to go with Tmimus. Ashrei Tmimei Darech, HaHolchem Aseres Hashem. So Am Yisrael, Am Kadosh Ro HaEmes, they saw the truth, V'Shlichu Chachmasam, and they threw all the Chachmas away. V'Eminu BaHashem, U'B'Moshe Avdoi, they believed in Hashem by virtue of their believing in Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu took them up to Hashem. It was B'Koach of Moshe, Rabbi Nachman writes, that the Shivarakim opened up by Kriyas Yamsav, and they were able to see incredible wonders. All B'Koach of Moshe. And ultimately it's the tzaddik that brings the Torah down to us. Of course, it's from Hashem. And of course, the ikkar is to be mekasher ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged things in such a way that an integral part of the transmission of Torah from generation to generation is through the tzaddikim. V'ahainu shetirgam unkelis, and this is what Targum Unkelis says, Am novel v'loy chacham, that Am Yisrael is called an Am novel. Essentially, it's a challenge to them, that they're an Am novel, they're a debased nation, v'loy chacham, without wisdom. Says the Heilige Targum, who knew how to be mitargim, you know, and not just those things that were a miracle, chas v'shalom, not to translate it as a natural thing, but to take something that's negative and to be mitargim it, and to find miracles everywhere, even in the natural things. Says the Heilige Targum. The Targum says an amazing thing. The Heilige Targum writes, Ama, this is referring to the nation, dekabilu oiraisa, that accepted the Torah, the loichakim, and they didn't engage in over calculations and over sophistications that would have precluded them from being able to accept the Torah. Ki ikur kabbalas haTorah haya al yedei v'lo chakimu, without chachma, to be like a behema de kedusha. Haynu al yedei sheishlichu miitam kol haChachmas, to cast all the chachmas away. V'zeh naval, and this is the word naval. Rosh Tevis lamed beis nesivus. Naval is nun. Bez, Lamed. Nun stands for Nesivas, paths, and Bez and Lamed is Lamed Bez, the 32 paths that are rooted in the sphere of Chachma, Chachmila, from which the Torah derives. She Kalalius HaTorah, that the whole Torah is wrapped up into the Lamed Bez Nesivas Chachma. Be Chachma Amitius, because this is the true Chachma. Asher Etzla Kala Chachmas Betalin, that all of the other perceived intellectual pursuits and accomplishments are batal mavutal. Vahainu Naval, and this is the word Naval. Am Naval, Lamed Bez Nesivas, Veloy Chacham, without their own personal sophistication. Shibachinas haTorah hanikras noivlus haChachmal Yoina, which is ultimately called the dregs, you know, the lower manifestation of Chachma Ilah, of Chachmal Yoina, of the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Nosson puts in brackets just to remind us that this is so wondrous, because he says Uboy re'ei sha'atam avur miyushav haTargum hazeh. He says everybody else is in wonder over this targum. How did the targum get from this pasuk? Am novel v'loy chacham. Am de kabiloy raisa v'loy chakimu. That's not the targum. Where did he get that from? Targum unklus is not like the targum Yerushalmi. It's very, very exact. Where do you find such a thing that the targum says an amazing interpretation of the word novel that seems to have nothing to do with receiving the Torah? On the contrary, it seems like a negative thing. Ma inin tevas novel. Rav Chola oilam tmeim alav. Everybody has a problem with this targum. Ma inin tevas novel targum in shakabal satira. What's the shaychus? Achata, but he said, ma nimlutzu lechek divrei targum elu. Now, based on Rabbi Nachman's revelation that novel stands for lamed beis nesivas chachma, that this is the higher kind of chachma. Am de kabilu araisa v'loy chakim. They didn't have their own sophisticated chachma, but am novel. They were connected to the lamed beis nesivas chachma elu, which the Torah comes from. Titein emes li Yaakov, and asan lo na Torah's emes. Yaakov ish tam, Yoshev ha-holim. The tmimus enabled them to receive the Torah. Now we can understand this beautiful Targum. V'ikra avoyda, says Rav Nosson, the main thing is lias tam v'yashar. To be simple, to be straight, direct, yireli kim, v'sur mira. To fear God, and to walk in a way that's staying away from evil. Very, very pasha, b'lishum chachmas, without any sophisticated intellect that's going to prevent that process from taking place. Ushloima Malach Olav Shalom. Shloima Acher Shekasev by, after the Pasuk in Malachim describes Shloima Malach as Vayechka Mikol Adam, that he was the wisest person that ever lived. Amar Shloima Malach himself says, Ki bara noichim eish. Consciously, Shlomo HaMelech walks into the state of saying, Ki barna, I'm like a fool. Ki barna noichim eish. I'm the biggest fool. V'loy binas adam li. And I do not have binas adam. What does that mean? Shlomo is the smartest person who ever lived and he doesn't have bina? Because he says, Loi binas adam li. My own bina, my own understanding that's rooted in the fact that I'm an adam, that I'm an intellectual being, Loi binas adam li. I let go of that. And I opened my heart, Rachmana Liba Boy, to the ways of the Torah. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech was the biggest chacham, because consciously he went ahead and uprooted any of his own personal sophisticated intellect. V'chein Amar Asav, and this is what Asav also says, and what's quoted in the piece from Sichas Ran, V'ani bar v'lo yeda behemois hayisi imach, to be like a behema. V'chein siv in chachma v'in tfuna v'in etza l'neged Hashem. Like we said, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, l'neged Hashem, you come into that actual experience of a relationship and of trying to serve the master of the world, ein etza l'neged Hashem. You let go of all the etzas. Says the Hilgah B'ditch of Arav, Schos Yagnolino, in Shir Ashir, the pasuk says, "Im loy teidi lecha hayafa benashim tzi'ilach beikvei atzayin." Imloy Tedilach, don't you know, Hayafa Benashim, the most beautiful among maidens, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu describing Am Yisrael, Tzi'ilach be'ikviat Tzayin, walk out like the shepherdess walking with the flocks of sheep. Says the Heilige Kedusha Slavis Chus Yagnolino HaKlal, who the rule is, Ki Eish Adam Shoyveres HaBoyre Machmashu Yodea Shebevadi Ashpia Lav Kol HaTayvus Kishi Yavresai. He says there's one kind of person that serves God, or that his service of God is founded upon the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shower me with so much Shefa and good in this world and good in the next world. It's with a calculation. And based on different mitzvahs that a person has in front of him, such a person, he's going to make a calculation. Well, which one is going to get me more schar? What's the better investment, right? Because everything, again, he wants to do the right thing, but it's still coming from a place of his own egotistical gain, so it's going to be filled with calculations. But Yesh Adam, there's another kind of person, that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a tam, without needing to know reasons, without asking questions. Because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. But again, that word emes, right? Titein emes li Yaakov. Yaakov ish tam. To go in a way of emes, tzmimus, pshitus. Very simply, without calculations, to make a cheshbin, what's getting me more schar, what's getting me less schar, and Chazal actually tell us, right? That a person should go and run to go ahead. Well, actually, over there, it's also wrapped up in the inyan of schar. But ultimately, a person is supposed to just grab anything that you possibly can in a way of kedusha without any calculations. The Berditchver also quotes this pasuk and the Gemara in Chulin. B'nei Adam shemesimin atzma kebehema, people that make themselves as if they're like animals in the way of letting go of their sophistications and going into it mamash like a behemah. Haratzen b'zeh. What do Chazal mean? This is one kind of calculation, one kind of sophistication. Let go of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you schar, but that's not why you're here. Ultimately, it's not about your own tikkun and godless ha'adam. It's about the shechina kedosha. That's in galus and our own lack of understanding. It's about having been gifted with the deepest spiritual system with which we're supposed to transform the world to be a nation of priests and a shining kingdom, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes as an Am Kadosh, Mamleches Koyan, and Vigoy Kadosh, Or Lagoyim, to be a light unto the nations, to transform every aspect of physicality into a dwelling place for the Shechina. So there's no personal Cheshbonos. If a person goes ahead and serves because of the tam, he's an adam. Like the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, who said, "Loi binas adamli." Right? He didn't have the human sophistication. Adam ubehema toshi Hashem bnei adam sha'arumim bedas. That's an aspect of adam. But umisha oivra isoy belishum tam zebe b'chinas adam ubehema. That's the person that takes his aspect of Adam and he moves it into the bechina of behema. Shemesimin atzmik behema. Ah, such a person toshiyah Hashem. Such a person HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to carry. When a person again is serving based on the tam that's ultimately egotistical in nature, it's an aspect of the feminine. It's the aspect of mekabel. It's the aspect of receiving, because the whole of it is Hashem is founded on the concept that I'm only doing it because I'm getting something for it. So yes, I'm doing the right thing, but for completely wrong motives, completely sophisticated and ego rooted, right, or reasons that are rooted in the ego, ego related reasons. And that's the bechina nukva, bechinas mekabel. But ukusha adam oiv de belishim tam, when a person serves Hashem b'tmimus u'b'pshitas to do what's right without any cheshbonos or calculations, as ena bechina zu. He's no longer in this bechina. He's the bechina of gever. He's the bechina of mashpia. He's the bechina of giving to Hashem. That my role is not simply to go ahead and view God as a vending machine that we put in a couple of quarters and we get a chocolate bar. That's not what this is about. On the contrary, we're here to give to Hashem, so to speak. To nu oiz lelekim, to add on koach, the pamal yishamala, to conquer this world, not for us, but for Hashem. It's a completely different approach. In comparison with which the other approach is like very stunted and small. And the Sfarim explained that other approach is the approach of Galus. It's the approach of exile, when we forgot who Am Yisrael is, what we are. So it's in b'china of Misa, in the sense that, like the body, Rahman al-San, after 120, a person leaves the world, and a Shama leaves, And what happens? The body starts to split and divide into different disparate joints and pieces. Ultimately, the skin wastes away and you just have a skeleton of disparate bones that don't necessarily show that this was once a unified individual. But when a person's alive, the neshama unifies the whole body. It functions in tandem. It's one person, not a bunch of an ear and a mouth and a nose. It's one individual. It's one human being. So when Am Yisrael are in a state of geula, so the neshama is coming down into our body, the whole Am Yisrael, and we see ourselves as being a whole, as a national whole, with a national mission. It's in Golus, like the Gros says, that it's a Bechina of Misa, an aspect of death, where we start to split into different factions. Each one has their own thing, and each person has his own cheshbon. That's very Golistic. So when the Baal Shem HaKadosh wants to get us ready for Geula, and the Baal Shem brings into this world a consciousness to begin allowing us to once more understand what Yiddishkeit is supposed to be on a Geula level, to start getting us ready, to make an early Shabbos, you know, to bring in Shabbos a little bit early by preparing our minds and our consciousness for Mashiach, we have to start thinking big picture. We have to start thinking, what's this all about? Not for me, but for Am Yisrael. What's our story? And over here we mamash see it. We're back in Eretz Yisrael after 2,000 years. What's going on? Every single detail is tikkunim, tikkunim, tikkunim. This is the very end. We're mamash holding on. This is the very end. But we're back. This is the story not of Yaakov Klein, and not of Penny, and not of each individual. This is the story of Am Yisrael. And the more close we're getting to Geula, the closer we're getting, the more we're beginning to adopt this mindset, this consciousness, to think much bigger than Gadlus HaAdam, Tikkun HaAdam, Tikkun HaMidas. It's that's cute, that's nice. It's for Galus. It's not for Geula. Geula is the Shechina. Geula is Dir B'tachtoina. Geula is not the Indian of Schar or Oynish. Geula is includes all those things. It's much bigger than that. That's Geula. Says the Heilig Rebbe, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. V'zeu, im loy teidi lecha hayafa benashim. Haratzim b'zeh. What this means is, im loy tirtze leida hatam mi'avdus. If you're not going to go and seek a calculation every single time, how much karma getting for this? How much is this worth? How much is this worth? And you let go and you say, Rebbe Shalom, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to connect you. I'm here to do, and I'm not thinking calculations. I'm here to turn this world into a dir b'tachtonim, into a dwelling place for you. Va'az loy tia b'b'chinas nukva b'b'chinas mekabel. Then you'll no longer be in the aspect of an akeva in the sense of being mekabel all the time. That's why this pasuk says, im loy teidi lecha hayafa benashin. Si'i lecha be'ikvas hatzayin. If you'll go out from your das, from the aspect of yafa benashin, which is nice again for galus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, whether we're males or females, that's not the point, we're talking conceptually, Hashem wants us to become a gever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be in the aspect in Avodas Hashem of mashpia, of giving to Him with confidence, with strength, of knowing our power and knowing how important our avoda is, that Hashem is like our shadow doing what we do. Kiyushasi lemala, Hashem says, based on Chazal, also Riditcher would teach him, but the tzaddikim say it. My holiness above, says Hashem, is miktushaschem. It's based on your kedusha. Kedushim tiu ki kadosh ani. If you're holy, I'll be holy, says Hashem. Crazy thing, it's depending on us. Ein adavar talui ela bi, ela banu, on us. So a ratzin b'zeh, right? So then says the Riditcher, that's pshat on the end of the pasuk. Tzi'i lecha be'ikvei hatzayin. Go out into the sheep corral. K'moisha kasabnu adam u'behema. Go into this aspect of being a holy animal. Leave the aspect of das. Imulai teidi lecha hayafa b'nashim. Leave the aspect of mekabel. Leave the aspect of nashim, and go out to the sheep. So beautiful. Go out with the animals. Go out and watch the way that they go with simplicity. Follow the lead of the shepherd. When something hurts them, they cry. Without any chachmas, just to be. Just be. Stop doing. Just be. That's the princess. That's the princess. That's Malchus. That's the week that we're in now. The why, the animating factor of getting in touch with what is this all about. This is Malchus based off it. What's it all about? This is Shabbos Kodesh, the Tachlis. What's the Tachlis? What's the Tachlis HaChayim? What's the purpose of all of this? Tzi'ilacha be'ikvei atzayin. Tzi'ilach be'ikvei atzayin. K'mo shekasavnu adam u'behema b'nei adam shemesimen atzmai kebehema toshia Hashem. That's where the salvation lies. What a phenomenal piece. But here we bring it home with the Reb Nassim. Not sure if we're going to get to the other piece today, but we'll save for next week. Says the Heilige Reb Nassim like this in the Likutei Halachos. Ki ikur ha'emuna, says Reb Nassim, based on this piece in Sichas Aran that we're learning tonight, hi bebechinas behema. The primary aspect of faith is to make oneself like an animal, to let go of any sophisticated ideas. Ki ikur shleimus ha'emuna, the primary completion of faith, who is? She is salig daitai v'chachmaseli gamri. That a person should go ahead and let go of his own das, let go of his own chachma, legamri, completely. V'yasem atzmei kebehema. And again, this is the Levana speaking. This is Reb Nassim, who was the aspect of Yeshua, ein la'arma atzma. This was his whole life. This was his essence. Lasis atzmi kebehema v'yamin b'Hashem yizbarach, and to believe in Hashem uv'tzadikim amitiyim, and in the true tzadikim emuna shleima levad, with complete faith. Ki ikra emuna hu b'masha ein haseichel mevin. The primary faith is not what you can understand and then it makes sense to you. That's not faith. That's called das. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. And that's in the things that we can't understand. And that we don't even try to or attempt to explain or understand by Yidam Arin, without going to the whole thing of Meiron, not to touch up and give reasons and explanations by Yidam. Just to go into this aspect of saying, it's beyond me. It's beyond me. Ki b'masha mevin and b'seichel, he says, what we can understand with our seichel ain't shayach emuna. Kamavur b'makam achar, as is explained in other places, that's not called a faith. Al kain, therefore, Ikur ha'emuna hu b'bechinas va'ani bar v'lei eda, the pasuk that Rabbi Nachman quoted in the piece from Sichas Aran, I was a fool, v'lei eda, I left my wisdom and my knowledge at the door, behema si isimach. I made myself like a behema in relation to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechinas Adam uvehema toishia Hashem v'darsh Rabbi Sinu Zal, again bringing the same Gemara in Chulin, b'nei Adam sha'arum in b'das. This is a reference to people who have natural intellect, are wise people, they're not fools. But umesimin atzman mamish, in the aspect of a conscious decision, like a Shlomo HaMelech. That Shlomo HaMelech says, bar anochem yish v'loy binas Adam li. Why? Because he was stupid? Because he was a fool? Chas v'shalom, the opposite. He was the wisest of all men. Vayechka mikol Adam. But with that Adam aspect of Adam arum imidas, he went into this aspect of bar anochem yish v'loy binas Adam li. So umesimim atzmi kebehema. They go ahead and consciously, they're b'nei Adam arum imidas. They're very wise, but they make a conscious decision to let that go. Why? Because a chachma ha-gedoyla shabachal ha-chachmas is l'lilias chachem kla. Because that's the biggest chachma. And so if they're truly wise, b'nei adam arumim b'das, then the next thing for them to do is lasis atzman kebehema, because that's the chachma ha-gedoyla shabachal ha-chachmas. It says at a certain point, let go and be. That Shlomo HaMelech was so wise. And also another pasuk where Shlomo HaMelech says, "Amarti echma." Shlomo says, "I said I would be wise, but I realized that it's rachik from me." Or better said, that he went ahead and made that his understanding should be rachik. Rachik. He distanced himself from that inyan of Amarti echma. Al kain, therefore, says Reb Nassim, Misha writes a list goes l'chayei olam, a person who wants to enter into eternal life, l'chayim nitzchim, to the true eternal tachlis of why we're in this world. Misha writes a l'chayei olam l'chayim nitzchim l'chayim amitim. Again, that word emes, to live a true life. Tzarech l'salek daitai v'sichlei v'chachmasei l'gamri, let it go. It's a yetzahara. It's mamash yetzahara. The desire for philosophical knowledge, it's a waste of time. It's pashut a waste. We have access to objective das of revelation. Open up, you know, the svarim and just learn and take it in. This is divine revelation. It's wisdom that's timeless. It's forever. It's eternal. And every moment that we do this and we let go of that need to understand things with our own mind, but we say, I'm going to believe in the tzaddikim. I'm going to believe in Hashem, to go ahead and to let my own knowledge and my own understanding stand on the side and to open myself up. We're zocha in that moment to be mekasher to the tzaddikim who are mekasher ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're zocha to the deepest chachma, to the deepest life. To let go and to just depend and rely on emunah, faith alone. Again, this is the deepest wisdom of all wisdoms. As is already brought in the breast of corpus in another place which we've learned together tonight. Because when a person is going to be strong in emunah levad yamim vishanim, to go days, to go years, belief seichel v'chachmas v'chakiris klal, without any of his own rationalistic philosophizing, but to let go and let God, mamish, to open the heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his tzaddikim, klal b'moicha, and not to have any of that in his brain, as I bevadai yiske b'rvoy seyavim lahasig lahavan asagos v'chachmas elikus amitios mashi i'efshar b'seichel anoishi lahasig. That at the end of the day, he's going to be zocha to a far deeper way of understanding things that transcends the human mind's ability to come up with on his own. Because that's only subjective understanding and morality, as opposed to objectivity, to open up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation, which is the Torah that's given on our Sinai, with everything that it contains. And so that's just a better investment of time. Can you pass me, I'll read to you a line from the Ramak. Ramak says an amazing thing. He goes through in the beginning of Pratis Yirmona whether or not a person who doesn't believe in the Sfiros is a Kaifer. He's down on that. Where do Sfiros fall? The 10 Sfiros, that system of understanding, the Midos of Hashem, the way that he interacts with the world, how that goes into our Yisodei Amunah, where that falls. So he goes through two different kinds of people. He says the first kind of person is a person who simply never heard of them. He simply doesn't know about them. Kabbalah wasn't learned by the masses as much as it is today. It's much more revealed and accessible today. Certainly children, we don't teach Kabbalah, right? We don't find that it's of the Yisodei Amunah. Chazal don't tell us, instead of beginning with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, begin with Pasach Aliyo from the Zohar, start to teach him. Doesn't say. So he says such a person is not called a kofer if he doesn't understand. He says, a person who learned the Inyan, knows about it, and denies it, that's a kaifer, he says, mamash. But listen to what he says about the person who doesn't, just by virtue of, not hanging around in those circles, not exposing himself to that kind of limud. Listen to this. V'hare mikan raya, he says, from here we have a raya, shemi shelo yavchin be'inyan ha-sfiris, that a person who didn't delve into the Inyan of the spheres, never heard of them, or wasn't exposed to them, this is not a person who's officially a heretic, a koifer. Amnam, he says, listen to this. Yitzdak omreinu, but we would be correct in saying a love about such a person, that he never had any access to light, to illumination. He never tasted the sweetness of Torah, but suf amareh hanayim, and the nectar of its pleasant and sweet sayings. Vihine meis, and such a person will die be'in chachma v'loy ra'a taiva, without any wisdom and without having seen goodness in this world. That's what the Ramak says about a person who innocently just, it's not his thing. Alachas kama v'kama, a person who knows that there's such a thing as Kabbalah in the world, knows that there's such a thing as Sod, knows that there's such a thing as Chassidus, knows that there's such a thing as a deeper understanding than the Neshmasa Deoraisa, and chooses just to mock it and to say, it's not with rational understanding. So he loses, thank you so much, he loses that inyan of being able to access Chachma on the level that he couldn't dream of. That Rav Nosson says at the end of such a person's life who goes with Tamimus Upshitas and believes in the Tzaddikim and believes in their revelations and believes in their Tzidkis and their holiness and their lack of ego and their channeling something deeper, higher than what the mind is able to understand. And a person leaves the PhDs and takes them off the wall and says, I'm going like a behemoth. Be'ikve atzayin. Such a person, bevada yiske berevois hayamim, lahasigul ahavin hasagas, bechachmas alikus amitias, mamish, the deepest divine intellect, mashi'i efshir b'seichel and noishi lahasig, what he never would have been able to understand or to attain, such a deep chachma understanding of the world with his own mind. He says, don't test this out, because it's not kedai to go ahead in the way of the philosophers. Leave that, he says. We have to trust in this also. This is the training wheels. You have to trust that you have to trust the tzaddikim. The pieces like this require a level of emunah to say, whoa, like you're asking me to leave my seichel behind, so start from here. Start from this first piece. Leave the seichel and start to walk in the way of eternal life, of chai oilam, nata b'seichenu, titin emes liyakov. Rakis halich betmimus upshitas be'emuni yishar be'emes. To walk, we should be zecha to walk in such a way of straightness, of non-sophistication, of not complicated, just like the tam in the story of Rabbi Nachman, the chacham and the tam. It's so kedai to learn, if you haven't, to go like a tam, betmimus upshitas, who's ultimately the biggest chacham of all. The alkein, therefore, ikar ha'emuna hi bebechinas behema. That's why the primary aspect of emuna, of faith, is to make oneself like a behema, sheyasim atzvik behema she'in l'shum das. That one should make himself like a behema that has no das, no calculations, no ego, no sense of self, just to be open up to the klal, but very, very much conscious of the group, right? And they're willing to sacrifice themselves, particularly with insects. If you look at a hive, bees, and so on and so forth, tremendous sacrifice for the group itself. Where does that come from? That comes from tmimus, without a calculation, that there's no independent ego, which is related to gullus, which is related to misa, but it's chayim, it's mamash chayim, it's Hashem's chayim. To be like a behema, she'in lishun das. Ach tzrichim lishmar atzme ma'oid me'emunis kaizvias. Because there's a behema, of course, in Kedusha, but there's certainly a behema in the Sitra Achra. And the Chassam Sofer says the behema is gematria, are both kelev. Kelev, of course, is the most impure, right? The Meitzach, a kelev is an aspect of Azus, a klavim azay nefesh, la yadim soiva. It's a very bad thing. The kelev is the lowest, the most impure of animals. But behemah is also gematria Eliyahu Hanavi, who's likened to a malach, who's Allah lamarin. And so we can choose which behema we want to be connected to. Either it's a behema of believing in shtiyot, and it's a behema of being literally an ignoramus, right? And a stupid person that doesn't try to access knowledge and isn't batal and isn't a bikush or a mevakish emes. That's kelev. But when a person wants to fly above and to leave this world still chayim, not having tasted tam misa, which is the inyan of separation and each individual thing serving as its own independent identity, behema is gematria Eliyahu. Behema brings us into that place. So a person has to stay away from the negative kind of behema. Not either to be a fool who believes everything, right? We have to be discerning with our emuna. But when we're connecting to what the tzaddikim are telling us, then it's time to leave our seichel and to walk in a way of simplicity, and a way of authenticity, and a way of tmimus upshitas. V'zebachinas behemas tahiras, or behemas tmeas. This is the aspect of the two different kinds of behemas that we find in the Torah Kedoshah, Shezirunu, that the Torah warns us, Hashem is Baruch, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us, Lahavdol ben atame ben atar. Be very discerning. What's the tar behema that you can eat, and that you can bring up as a karban, and that will bring you karban, karov, close to Hashem, and what's the behema tamei that's not ro'i, bechinas kelev. Ke emuna hi bechinas behema, because again, the emuna is the aspect of behema. So you've got to know that there's behemas tahiras, and there's behemas like tahiras. Ach emuna yishar de kedusha. But he says the emuna that's straight, this incredible way of being able to access the straight and narrow, this beautiful path of our faith, hi bechinas behemas tahiras. Is the aspect of ikviat sain, is the aspect of holding on to this 2,000-year-old tradition that didn't falter for a minute. Like Pasak Pume Migirsa from Am Yisrael, Bechlau, there's not been one split second since the Torah was given that Torah wasn't being studied, not one second, for thousands of years. And Lebrisi Yemu Malayla Chukashmaim Artsle Samti, if the Torah, like the Nevi'im Chaim says in a number of places, would be stopped to learn for 1 minute, the world would cease to exist. We walked with this, we died over this, we lived with this, and we gave it over to our children and to our children's children. And we are the heirs of this incredible, incredible nachla, this inheritance, and it's up to us to bring this one to the finish line. Mamish, to go and march with all of our faith in what we know to be good and holy, to hold tight to it, to be a tamim. Tamim tiyem Hashem alekecha. Yaakov ish tam. Yoshev ahalim. Am navo v'lei chacham. Am dekabilu ayraisa v'lei chakimu. That's the essence and the etzem aspect, the functional core of Shavuos is called atzeres. What does atzeres mean? To be held back. To be held back. Atzeres means to hold back our own preconceived notions of what life is about. To open our minds up to the Torah Kedoshah. That's the preparation for Shavuos. So the last 2 minutes, he says, the emunas koizyus, but the false beliefs, heim b'chinas behemas tameyas, is the aspect of impure animals. U'b'shvil zeh haya avos ha'olam roye mikne. He says, that's why we find that all of the avos ha'olam, all of the great tzaddikim, who, interestingly enough, correspond to the seven spheres that we spoke about before, that take tmimus upshitas to believe that there's such a thing, spheres that the Mekubalim revealed, that the Zohar Kaddish brings, they were all shepherds. We call them the Shiva Royim, the Ushpizin that come to our sukkah. Shiva Royim, the seven shepherds. Why? V'nikra Shiva Royim, Royim Daika. They were an aspect of a shepherd. Gi'abiz Rishoyinim, the Avoiz, Kalavidasam. Their whole Avoida was what? Hayaligalos Emunah HaKadosha Ba'olam, was to go ahead and to reveal Emunah in the world. And he goes on to say that that's why they were digging wells, because the water in the wells was the Bechina of Mayim Chayim, was the Bechina of believing in God. Umal Arz Deila Dasas Hashem Kamayim Li'am Chasim is an aspect of Mayim. They wanted to reveal that. They were revealing Emunah. The Arkane, therefore, Machmasha, Ovei Zachul, Hoitzu, Legalos, Ha'emunas, HaKadosha, Shenikres, Be'er Mayim Chayim, that the Heilige Ovei HaKadosha were able to reveal Emunah in the world. Arkane, Kulam, Ha'eroi, Behemas. They spent all their time with animals the whole day. They were fostering, they were shepherding animals. Because their whole thing was to reveal Emunah, and what's Emunah's whole thing is Adam to separate from the impure animals, that's the behema of shtus gematria kelev, from the behemas to kedusha, that's the aspect of emunas tahoris ukedushas bechinas Eliyahu hanavi. To separate that. So, to summarize again, and this is the crux of it, the essence of this whole thing, Tmimus Upshitas, is the tachlis, is the ultimate goal. What are we in this for? Is it for ourselves, for our own personal gain, the aspect of galus? Is it for our Kaddish Baruch Hu, the aspect of Gever, the aspect of Mashpia, to do Oiz Lelikim, to do for Him, to join together with our entire nation with unity, and to fulfill our national tafkid, which happens in a time of galus and in preparation for galus, as the Sun of Redemption describes. And the Medrash Tehillim begins to slowly rise and fill our world with illumination. The Iker is the Tachlis. The Nekuda is not to believe that we have to go with Tmimus Upshitas that precludes Chachma, but a Chachma HaGedoyla Shebechal HaChachmas, Achar Kol HaChachmas, the highest level that transcends all the Chachma, is to consciously let go. And to open our hearts and minds to know, well, are really our hearts, to know in on the Meloimid Elabamakam Shalibay Chafetz, how much we need the Tzaddikim, how fundamental Emunah in Tzaddikim is to our Yiddishkeit, that Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdai, that we need to fear the Tzaddikim, L'Rabbis Tamidei Chacham, and Mamish, because they share in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, and in that way to go ahead and to be Zocha to the deepest Chachma, to make use of our lives, to tap into Chayim Nitzchim, and to make sure that every moment of our lives is being lived in the best possible way, Be'ezer Hashem. So this is the big schus as we come into Shavuos, to make this an avoida. In any little way that we personally can, we see ourselves starting to leave that aside, to open our hearts, because this is the way that we're able to receive the Torah. Am dekabilo eraisa v'loi chakim. That's the essence of it. Be'ezer Hashem, Yishu b'zayche. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to all that were listening in. I apologize for going a little bit over time. And Be'ezer Hashem, I bless us all. Next week there's no Shir at Shavuos. Be'ezer Hashem, the week after. So, Be'ezer Hashem, it should be a beautiful Chakasher V'Sameach. We should only hear good news from this point until then. And it should be Mamish Geula with Ali LeRegel ready. I think we're ready for it, you know? We're Mamish ready. V'Siyata D'Shemaya. Thank you so much for coming. Yashikra, thank you, thank you.
I have one question.
Sure.
I'm saying, you still have to work on yourself to an extent.